We serve cookies and hot cider for the people who cut Christmas trees because we figure that they earn it if they go out in the cold and cut their Christmas trees. A number of years ago, I started making cookies, and then 5 or 6 years ago, I made these. And the next year, I made a different one, and a little kid came in and said, "I want last year's."
Right.
So then I made last year's. And this year, a lady came in and said, "You know, my kid is older now, and he doesn't care at all about cutting the tree. But the cookies, that's what he comes for."
We are creatures of habit.
That is why
we want the reward.
Same cookies every single year.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Susan Flaccus from Kenburn Orchards in Shelburne, and is also spearheading a campaign to try to save Hampshire College right now. $60 million plus campaign Kenburn Orchards has nothing to do with Kenburn's documentary filmmaker, but you do two things at Kenburn Orchards. One is blueberries, and the other one is zooming really slowly in and out on photographs. Oh, no, wait, again, that's the other Ken Burns. You do Christmas trees, so tis the season.
Yes, really busy. We're just open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So I'll be honest, I've never gone and cut down a Christmas tree because it's not my holiday. But I'm wondering if you could paint a picture of what it is like if someone comes and chooses not to just buy a tree that you've already cut down, right, but actually can tromp off through the snow. What is that like at your farm?
It's so much fun to watch people because when they come, we give them a saw and a sled and directions to whatever kind of tree that they think they would like. It's usually a family with kids, sometimes a dog, and they're so happy. It's just a wonderful thing to watch. They come back believing that they have found the absolutely perfect tree. And nobody else has as good a tree as they do. And it is a joy. And then they get their cider and cookies, and they're even happier. It's totally delightful for us.
It's like a Currier and Ives portrait. Even just imagining traipsing off through the snow with a sled and a kid and a dog, it just seems so perfect. Susan Flaccus from Kenburn Orchards in Shelburne. What kind of trees do you have, and how many trees are you growing?
I don't honestly know how many we're growing. We are not a very big farm. We have concolor trees, which I brought you a piece of because they're longer needles. They're a fir. They're a white fir. And when you break the needles, they smell like oranges.
Ooh. And this is called what?
It's a concolor or white fir.
Huh. They do smell like oranges.
And there's a lot of people
try
like
it,
them
Phil.
Because they're soft.
So does it make your house smell like oranges?
Well, I guess only if you're breaking the needles.
Yeah.
But a little bit.
Inevitably.
Yeah.
What's the other one you've got?
The other one is a newer variety called a Fralsom, which is a cross between a Fraser fir, which is an old standard, really strong, people like them, they keep their needles, and a balsam. So this also smells good. When I take the dogs for a walk at home and get into that particular area of plantings, it just smells good all year. I love it.
This smells more like your traditional
kind
of Christmas tree smell. Yeah, all you got to do is that's a good point to remember too, though. If you want your house to have that smell, just like you would with a mint or something like that, ruffle it up a little bit and the smell will come out there, and then you'll be vacuuming up needles until well into 2020, I'm sure.
Well, no, our trees don't shed.
They don't shed.
Before, us that they last till March.
It's also irresponsible.
I don't guarantee
you
that.
Put that thing down sometime in January. That's the other big thing about getting trees fresh as opposed to like going to a big box store and getting the trees, because those have been cut down forever. And you can literally go with a sled and a saw and get it. And that's what keeps the needles hanging on longer, right?
Right. And even if you buy a cut tree from us, chances are Larry cut it yesterday. So
as opposed to weeks ago and shipped on a truck.
Right.
So the same freshly harvested theory in action that our farmers do around vegetables and produce is true around
the
local Christmas
trees. It's the same concept.
And this one comes with cookies and apple cider and an iconic holiday experience in a beautiful place in Shelburne Falls. Susan Flaccus from Kenburn Orchards in Shelburne and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks. Buy local food and also localtrees.org. It's not actually the website.